It's a good defense. They have a lot of veteran players in that secondary. And at linebacker, experienced guys, you know, are at their place, and we got to be ready to go.
Gates has always been a key factor in their offense, a guy that creates mismatches with linebackers, I mean, even some DBs. I mean, you know, he's a big guy.
Very tenacious. They get after the quarterback. They like to bring pressure. They push the pocket. They do a lot of things.
We got a tough opponent coming up. We got to go on the road, and our first division game, so we're looking forward to it. I know they'll be very well coached. Dennis does a great job of getting them ready. They fly around. They run to the football, and they'll be very efficient offensively.
You got a bunch of playmakers like Eric Weddle. He's everywhere. They have a lot of experience back there, and I think they can really challenge themselves. I'm up for the challenge, though.
It's going to be a challenge. At their place at night, it'll be loud and rowdy, and it's a tough setting, so we'll have to be at our best to win.
Yeah, Phillip Rivers has had a couple of down years the last two under head coach Norv Turner, but now with the change to Mike McCoy, they are playing a no-huddle, quick-snap offense, a lot of short throws and a high completion percentage. He is playing, arguably, outside of Peyton Manning, the best quarterback in the NFL. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa joined by a pretty good quarterback as well, Jim Plunkett. And we all know he has a quick release, and right now, Phillip Rivers has been on target.
Oh, he certainly has. Last week, he was 35 of 42. Those are Peyton Manning numbers, without question. But he is off to a great start, finding his receivers down the field, especially Antonio Gates. Got 25 catches, almost 400 yards.
Yeah, Gates looks sleeker. He's not bothered by that toe problem anymore. They have Keenan Allen, the young wide receiver you know well from the Pac-10, Pac-12. Former Cal Bear, has good size, 6 catches for 80 yards last week. And Danny Woodhead out of the backfield. They kind of use him in the Darren Sproles role. He scored 2 touchdowns last week, so the Raider linebackers have got to look out for that little guy.
Yeah, he's quick. He's hard to keep track of. Got him from the Patriots, and he continues to play well. So Phillip Rivers is spreading that ball around.
And it'll be Dan Fouts who will be here to call the game. You've had so many great matchups with the San Diego Chargers over the years, Jim. The Raiders and the Chargers, a rivalry unlike any other.
Yeah, it certainly was. They were a very good football team at that time. Explosive offense. They can score from anywhere and quickly. You get on top of them 21-0. For them, that's a cup of tea, so to speak. And Chargers would come back down the field, put up points again. Now it's 21-21. You're struggling to find a way to get up on top of them. Every time you play the Chargers in our era, you had to put up a lot of points to win the football game.
And with their come-from-behind win over Dallas last week, the Chargers are 2-2. The Raiders are going to be in Kansas City next Sunday, Jim, at Arrowhead to play the Kansas City Chiefs. They're off to a terrific start. So this is a crucial segment of the Raiders' schedule, playing back-to-back AFC West opponents, San Diego on Sunday, then at Arrowhead the following Sunday.
Yeah, they certainly have their work cut out for them. You know, they've got to find a way to slow down the Chargers. The Chargers are converting, you know, 50% on third down, and you got to find a way to get them off the field, number one. And number two, you got to find a way to have long drives put together so that Phillip Rivers and his offense doesn't have that football.
So join us next week on the Silver and Black Show. We'll get you ready for the Raiders' annual trek to Arrowhead to take on the currently undefeated Kansas City Chiefs. Many thanks to rookie tight end Michael Rivera for dropping by this week on the Silver and Black Show and celebrate his touchdown reception. As always, the head coach of the Raiders, Dennis Allen, for his weekly appearance on our show. The kickoff again will be at 8:35 Pacific time. Don't forget that. And also remember to wear your pink on Sunday. It is the annual NFL observance of breast cancer awareness. That'll be on Sunday, so wear your pink. I think you're ready. The Raiders and the San Diego Chargers with 8:35 kickoff on Sunday night. Enjoy the game.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades presented by Silver and Black Productions.